Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Excited to chat. Today is a big topic that we get a lot, and I'm really excited to cover it with you guys. We're going to talk about you out there who want to hire cleaners, but you are afraid you can't afford it. Either don't know if you can afford it or you know you can't afford it. Either way, you're afraid to hire cleaners. And the problem is you can't take on more jobs without more cleaners, but you can't get more cleaners until you have more jobs, right? So we kind of go round and round in that frustrating circle of I need to grow, but I can't get it. It's there's a lot of going on with that. And by the way, hi, Bunny Davies. Welcome. Glad to have you, sister. Tabby Sisto says she's terrified. All right. So I like the honesty. So some of you are afraid you can't afford to hire cleaners. Some of you know you can't afford to hire cleaners. And some of you, like Tabby, are terrified that they can't hire cleaners. Hey, Ash Gibb, glad to have you. Says, finally I catch you on a live. Glad to have you, sister. So yeah, the issue runs into, there's a bunch of stuff. It kind of is the nasty circle of, I really want to get more people, but I got to get some jobs. But how do I get jobs until I get the people? And I don't even know if I can afford it. So we're going to dive into all that sort of stuff. Efren says, Campions, I made it. Greeting to you, sir. Glad to have you. So excited. All right. So the problem is this can cap your cleaning business forever. If you can't crack the hiring code and figure out how to run a business where you can afford to pay the cleaners and still make a profit, you're capped, right? You own yourself a cleaning job, not a cleaning business. And that's a big reason what we do, why we do what we do. It breaks my heart to see, hey, Prestige Shine, glad to have you. Prestige Shine, who is that? I think that's someone in our group, but I can't put one and one together. Sorry, Prestige Shine. I know you. I just can't think of who you are. Tracy in the house, good to have you. So yeah, the big thing, a big reason of what we do, and probably my favorite customers to help are those that are stuck with their cleaning job and want to have a cleaning business. It breaks my heart to see folks years and years and years go through that and never be able to make the switch. And that is just probably our favorite thing to do, because it is so awesome to get people that have been dying to have a business for years and years sometimes, and they've been stuck cleaning, and helping folks make that transition is just one of the most exciting things that we do. Natalie, any feedback before we jump in?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. A lot of the people that I talk to are just like, I physically cannot do it anymore. My knees hurt. They've got a lot of back pain, neck pain. They've got bulging discs. They've got arthritis. And they're just physically at their wit's end. And that reality of like, you don't have to do this anymore. You can sit back, relax, let the business work for you for once, and kind of reap the benefit of that is huge. And so be able to give that to people is probably my favorite part of the job.
I still remember the first time I was able, years ago, because I'm old and nearly dead now, but years ago when the first time I realized I was out relaxing and making the exact same money I was making back when I was cleaning myself, it was glorious. There's just something amazing about making money while you're not working. Gavin says he's working on this right now. State payroll companies, competitive rate, tight labor market. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. And I promise you, good news is, having done this for years and years now and helped hundreds if not thousands of owners of cleaning companies, we've helped people in every single state, every province in Canada, I'm almost positive, multiple countries, so we can help you. Yeah, poor Tracy says, Natalie hit it on her head, her body hurts. And I'll give you one encouragement, Tracy. My favorite people to work with are the people that physically, mentally, or whatever, are unwilling to do it. And that's really probably the first thing we need to learn is you have to get to the point where you're committed to get out of cleaning and making that transition, not just interested. And the longer you've done it, the more committed you have to be. Because if it's 5 or 10 years, we may have had all sorts of weird stuff. Well, I hired someone and they no call, no show. They stole. They did this. They did that. First and foremost, the number one thing is we've got to get committed, 1,000% committed, deep in our bones to, I will never clean again, period, no matter what. Jason Johnson in the house, a great example of somebody that is not cleaning. TJ in the house. I know he's got employees. You have to tell us if you're totally out of cleaning, TJ. I know you're mostly out. I don't know if you're all the way out. You can give us a heads up. Sandy from Mexico, one of our Clean Profit Elite members. I love that. She is absolutely in Mexico not cleaning, and you are exactly why we do what we do, Sandy. This woman, she and her family are all, her mom are just cleaning all the time. And not now. Sandy's in Mexico. I'm so proud of you, sister. So honored to be able to serve you. Jason Johnson says it changes your business dramatically. It changes your life dramatically. Certainly, you're absolutely right, Jason, on the business side. But yeah, when we are cleaning, it's great. And it's fine. It's a job. But when other people are cleaning, we have a business and you can work on it. You can take a break. You can spend time with your family. That gift is huge. Ash says, we're small, but I need to work on the business, not in it, but it's so hard to find the right people in the Phoenix market. Ash, I happen to be in the Phoenix market, and I promise you there is talent out there for sure. Anytime people say stuff like, Bunny says, listen to you while driving from Kentucky to California. That's a long drive, Benny. Glad I could keep you company for a very, very small portion of it. TJ says he is totally out of cleaning. I'm so proud of you, dude.
Big virtual hug. You should sell it.
Maybe we need to do that every now and again. Just have Cleaning Nation guys and gals that have made the full transition come on and brag. Like, I know Dave Ramsey.
We should have, like, start with, like, a brag, right? Like, all right, let's open it up and have people share that.
Yeah, I'll think that through. But, yeah, congratulations, TJ. So proud of you. We remember TJ when he was cleaning and then partly out of cleaning and mostly out of cleaning, all that good stuff. Tabby says, I'm in Massachusetts. Hard to find someone work a little little hours for low pay. All right, so I got to tell everybody that's saying, I'm in this city, I'm in that city. I talk to all of you guys in every city, and everybody feels the same thing. Everyone thinks it's their city. There's the good and the bad with that. The good is if it's your city, then it's not your fault. You can just blame the fact that it's your city and give up. But when you are committed to your bones deep, deep, deep down saying, I will never clean again, I will make this happen, you'll realize it's not your city. It's a system that you're using is getting the results that you want. The beliefs that you're holding have created the reality that you're living in. And the only way to change that reality is not to change your city. It's to change your beliefs and your system. Great kind of parable is they talk of a guy sitting at a crossroads between two cities. And someone comes up and says, hey, I just moved from a city and I'm looking to move to one of these cities. Which is, you know, how are the people there? And the wise guy says, well, how were the people at the city that you're coming from? And he says, oh, my gosh, they were terrible. They lied. They cheated. They stole. Worst human beings you'd ever want to run into. And the guide said, man, I'm so sorry. The people in the city ahead are exactly the same way. They're exactly the same. And the guy put his head down and continued on. The next guy came along with the exact same question. Hey, I'm moving from my city. I wanted to know, you know, how are the people in the city I'm going to? And the guide said, well, how are the people in the city you came from? Because they were amazing. They were fantastic. They were the nicest, kindest people in the world. People would be nothing but lucky to live there. And the guide said, you're in luck. The people in the city that you're going to are the exact same people. The reality is the thing that you believe is exactly the reality you're going to create no matter what city. You can change cities, but if you take the old mindset and the old systems with you, you're going to find the old business shows right up. The good news is you can implement a new mindset, a new system right where you're at. No need to move whatsoever. CJ says, hello, all. Business ready. New business ready to run. So excited. Lori says, ready to make the transition. So hard for me to find staff that can carry the load. Systems and mindset, sister. Brandy says, party. Oh, my gosh. TJ says it was because of Natalie's great coaching. Natalie is an amazing human being. It's frustrating because not only is she far better looking than me, when she's smarter as well, it really pisses me off, frankly. Julie says, Las Vegas transitioning started out not cleaning, but then the recession happened and got comfortable. Plus, I love my customers. Time to change back. All right. Well, let's jump into how to do this. The big cost. Go ahead, Natalie.
One more thing. For those of you listening to this podcast later, you're going to hear like that little popping noise. That's every time somebody makes a comment. So I don't know if you can turn that off, but it can get real finicky. So.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So the big cost of you cleaning is it is not a good long-term solution. You can't scale, right? Because at some point you're making as much money as you can make. And you can either stop sleeping or stop earning any more money. And typically I found if you're working a ton, you're capped at like $4,000 a month. And that's if you're working crazy hours. It's not sustainable. And of course, if you take a vacation, well, then your pay drops to zero. And that's in good parts of the town. There might be parts of the country you can't even make that. Heather says she's having a horrible time trying to find people to hire, looking for some tips. All right, let's jump in. So the first belief we've got to get over is this craziness of I can't afford to hire. People kind of take that on as an identity, like, oh, me and my business, we just can't afford to hire. Like it's some sort of fact that exists outside of them. As long as you have that belief, you're stuck, done, not going forward. The reality is you either need more profit or you need more accounts, right? So the reality is it's not that you can't afford to hire. It's either that your business is profitable, but it's too small, right? We teach to a 20% profit when you're totally out of the business and you're not doing any cleaning, not out of the business, but you're only working on it and totally out of working in it. We teach to a 20% profit. So if your revenue is only $5,000 total, 20% of that's $1,000. And if $1,000 isn't enough, it's not that you're not profitable. It's that you're not big enough, right? You need a bigger business to sustain your income if your income needs are over $1,000. The flip side is maybe you're just not charging enough, right? So a lot of times that can be something that happens when we're doing the cleaning ourselves. We can charge anything and technically make money because if you're doing all the work yourself, it's hard to not make money. But then when you go to pay someone, you're not making money. So you either have to raise prices or get new accounts with the right pricing, right? But the reality is you've got to internalize that as something that you can take control of. And like, here's the situation. Here's the response I need to do. Not just throw up your hands like it's some predetermined reality that you were born into and can never get out. So we've got to make sure we get out of that. You may have set up your business the way it is in such a way that it's not, you're not going to be able to hire and pay your bills. That's fine. Everything that exists in your business, you created. So if you'd like it to be different, you can just make different decisions doing it. All right. The next craziness that we've got to get over. Actually, am I missing anything, Natalie, before we jump forward?
I might have missed it, but just when you're setting up the billing and stuff, a lot of people think, oh, I can do it cheaper to get this my foot in the door because my labor is free. And then right. You really set yourself up for failure because you're like, well, my labor is technically free, so I can do it at this lower rate. But then when you try to turn that account over to somebody else, so you don't have to do the work, now there's no profit in it. And then a lot of times what we end up seeing when people come to us is that half of their accounts, they're actually paying for the privilege of serving and the other ones are subsidizing it. So you got to always make sure that when you are bidding a project, you are always assuming that you are going to pay somebody else to do that, whether that's you or somebody else. You always want to make sure that that's part of your accounting.
Couldn't be more correct, Natalie. So in the kind of ugly cousin to what Natalie just said is the crazy belief when you're cleaning yourself, my employees can't clean like me. Like I'm this magical cleaner that no one else knows to do. No disrespect, but if you were an artist or a musician, there you might have something in you that no one else can do, right? The reality is if you are a cleaner, you can. And certainly if you're going to have a business that, you know, again, that would, I always use the McDonald's example. That would be like Ray Kroc going, no one can make a hamburger like me. That may be the case, but it certainly would never allow him to grow a hamburger business that's changed the face of our nation. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, if they said, no one can build a computer like me, they would have 12 computers a year, however many they could hand build, right? And I promise you, computers and even McDonald's hamburgers, believe it or not, with all the menu items they have are far more complex than cleaning. So the reality is that belief, maybe it is true that they can't clean like you. But again, if we are committed to grow no matter what, we've got to adopt the beliefs that are going to help us. And the beliefs are whether someone or not can make a burger as good as I can or make a whatever as good as I can. If I'm going to scale this thing, I'm going to have to find a systematized way to get people the result that they want. And the crazy thing is most of the time we don't understand what customers really want, right? They don't know how to communicate it. We don't know how to ask it. And they will say things like, oh, your cleaning is special and magical, but really they just like talking to you or this, that, or the other. So again, that's fine if you love cleaning and don't mind working for a living and owning a job, not a business, clean all you like. But if you are going to scale, you've got to kill that belief that my people can't clean like me. And even worse, that's a bad thing, right? It is totally fine if your people can't clean like you. We need a scalable, dependable result first and foremost. Think McDonald's, right? The owner of any McDonald's probably can't make a burger as good as the $12 an hour guy that's been doing it for 4.5 hours, right? We really have to have a scalable system that we can train other people on and be proud of our systems and our scalability and our repeatability, not our magic cleaning that no one else can do, right? That's good for the ego, not good for the pocketbook, not good if you want to grow a real business. And again, the evil step cousin to that is my customers will only accept me cleaning. Well, the good news is we're in America. There is no such thing as slave labor. If your customers can't make you come clean their house. So if you say, I ain't doing it anymore. Perfect. Actually, Tracy, just right when we talked, she's like, how do you do? They only want you to clean for them. Well, it is what it is. They can want whatever they want, but this is your life and your business and you set the rules. My customers would probably like me to fly out and get customers for them and do everything, but I don't do that. I set the rules, and because I'm good enough at what I do, I get to set the rules and y'all still come to me. So we need to get you guys good enough systems and processes where they come to you and they understand that the value that you bring is bigger and more complex than them, right? They really don't want you cleaning because that means if you get hit by a bus, get pregnant, go on vacation, decide to quit, get sick, one of 100 reasons that, you know, your kid gets sick, you have to be with them. There's 1,000 reasons that you might not be able to clean a day. Their whole schedule changes, right? So if your customers want you to clean, you're selling the wrong thing, right? We've got to sell, we provide a service and a result, and whether we do that or somebody else does that really shouldn't matter. So we've got to re-educate ourselves, first of all, Tracy, from our mindset, and then our customers. And if that means we have to trade a couple, so be it. But the reality is, if you're not going to clean anymore, they're like, well, I'm only going to have you. You're fired. Okay, well, then you're going to have some other stranger, right? Either way, I'm not coming. So they'd probably prefer to have a stranger that you at least recommend and vet and can vouch for and say, these people are qualified, as opposed to starting brand new with someone else. So they may feel like they need you. But again, if you're not coming, you ain't coming. They're just going to have to deal with it. Efren says, I have 4 employees ready to start, no clients. Whole different conversation for a whole different – hope to have better news by next podcast. Me too. That's a whole different subject, Efren. Not that I don't love you and want to help you. I just want to make sure we get this topic done, what everybody came for. We'll rarely does that happen. We've got more talent than customers, but maybe we'll hit that in a future podcast. All right. The other thing that will absolutely – and again, the cool thing is I get to talk to just hundreds and hundreds of you guys, so I kind of know all the stories, and I can kind of help you with these are the mindsets that work and the attitudes and the systems and the processes, and these are the mindsets that are going to kill you. So I'm going over the mindsets that are going to kill you, because if we get those out of the way, then we can really start to work in a system will do you some good. But if you believe that you can't afford to hire, you believe that no one can clean like you and your customers will only accept you, and I tried hiring before and there's no good labor, any of these beliefs, I can give you all the systems and processes in the world, you're stuck. It's not going to work. So that's why we spend so much time making sure the belief and the mindset and how you look at the problem is correct. And then the tactical and the systems and processes will work. But without the beliefs, it's never going to work. But I'm sure you guys have all heard the story about the 4-minute mile that wasn't broken forever. They'd have people chased by lions and getting eaten. They thought it was physically impossible to break the 4-minute mile until a guy did it. And then the next year, like 20 guys did it, right? So that belief in their bones is what allowed everybody. And now it's a common thing. Hundreds, if not thousands of people do it a year. So that has everything to do with beliefs. And that's why it's so important. All right. So the other one we've got to slay is I tried hiring before and it didn't work. Or, again, it's ugly stepbrother of no one in my place wants to work. The reality is just like we touched on, the system you used before didn't work. It's not the cleaners or lack thereof. It's the quality of system and mindset or lack thereof that you brought to the problem. So, and the cool thing is this works for everything. So whether it's client attraction, building systems, employees, any issues you might have in your business, it's one of two things. You're either looking at it wrong, mindset's wrong, or you're looking at it right, but the system and tactics and tools you're using are wrong. Either one of those is wrong, you're stuck. The good news is if you've got the right system, the right mindset, you can do anything you like with your business. It really gets easy. Natalie, what am I missing?
No, I think it also goes to the pain, right? Like, so why does that person not want anybody else? Because they don't trust that they're able to provide them with the same results each time. And what they're really saying is, I don't trust somebody else can do it like you. Well, if you systematize it and you have them say, well, I may have good days or bad days, but if I have people that are trained to do it, you're always going to get the same result each time. So there's a benefit to it by just kind of identifying what that person's actually saying when they say, I don't want anybody but you to do it.
Yeah, and the reframe really comes into that too, right? So if we position, right? If I position myself as, hey guys, give me money and I'll fly out and do everything for you. And then when I didn't do that, you'd be pissed off. But when, if I positioned it as, hey, you don't really want me or care about me. You want a result in your company. And whether I sprinkle magic fairy dust or mail it to you or talk to you on the phone or do some sort of customer rain dance for you here, as long as it works, y'all don't care. So you got to make sure that we're positioning the result and the transformation, not you specifically doing a specific thing. Christina says, overwhelmed, stuck. I am so sorry to hear. Let's jump into that. That was the very next thing I want to talk about, is that belief of it's too hard or I can't do it is going to stick you. Again, let me encourage you, Christina. If you are stuck or overwhelmed, you just, the system that you're using isn't sufficient or capable of handling the complexity of the job that you're trying to make it to do. So the easy, I shouldn't say easy, but the simple solution is to find the right system, right? Good news is we have that system. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you can sign up for the free masterclass that I put together. Really talks about kind of the big shifts that you need to make in your business to get some of these results. But the reality is, whether we walk you through it or not, you've got to find a system that's going to get this done. And then again, it's not easy, but oh my gosh, is it simple when you just follow the system that works, as opposed to trying to invent a system while you're cleaning, while you're redoing your pricing, while you're trying to work on your business, while you're working in your business, while you're trying to sort out. That's probably the biggest thing I do when I'm coaching folks one-on-one, is they'll hit me with the payroll, and then I can't find anyone that wants to do any good. And once I hired a guy, and they'll give me 17 different problems, and they're trying to make it harder than it is. The reality is, if we just address each of those problems systematically, one by one, we can kind of unwind it, and it's not as bad. I won't say it's bad, but it's not as complex as it seems to be. So really, we just need a system to walk through all this. Luke from the UK. I think it's got to be midnight over there. Man, so cool. Luke says, Mike with the massive black microphone, black chair, T-shirt. Then on the other screen, Natalie with big earphones, beer, looking lovely. So yes, you are correct. I am Darth Vader. Natalie's clearly Princess Leia. She is not my daughter.
I would just like to mention, I do have my earbuds, but for whatever reason, right before we were going to go on, they didn't connect.
Got it. All right. Oh, and Christy says, such great advice, is also my head. Absolutely in your head, Christine. And feel free to, you got my book. Fantastic. She said, what did you say? Eat healthy. She fell off, forced to eat, or try to get better. That's okay, Christina. Again, we can, that's all stuff we need to do. Welcome, Jorana. All right. So all that to say, we would love to help walk you through that. The starting point is going to be growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get a free kind of online masterclass. At the end of that, we'll show you what to do next if you need more help. So the reality is, let's just make it as simple as possible, right? Because certainly there's tactics in terms of, where should I advertise, and should I use paychecks or QuickBooks, or how should I do my payroll, and 1099 or W-2, how do I pay drive time, blah, 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 blah. All important stuff, right? But the reality is, if we just ask those questions independently and I answer them, it's not going to make the transformation you want. The two things that you need for transformation is mindset. You've got to believe and go, I am committed to never clean. And if that means I lose an account, so be it. Right. If that means, really, you have to be that committed where someone quits and you're like, I said I wasn't going to clean. And obviously you have a system that backs you up. So when someone does quit, you're not there cleaning. You're the sixth or seventh or eighth option. So you have to have that systematized with it. But before you even get to the systems, there has to be that commitment and belief of, I'm 1,000% all in committed to make this happen. And I believe in my heart of hearts, deep down, I can make this happen. Once you've got that, then we can have a system that can make you go nuts. You can grow as big and as fast as you want. And the benefits are, once you've got those systems, that mindset in place, you can get paid and never work again. One of my earliest first people I work with, Craig Kaluku, who I don't think he's on right now, he was working probably 40 or 50 hours a week, cleaning the whole time, completely in his business, no on his business. And within a month or two, certainly less than 2 months, his income was exactly the same, and he was done cleaning forever. And I think he might clean 4 or 5 hours a month, maybe, depending on the month, 0 to 5 hours, you know, every now and again an emergency, but very, very rarely, if ever. He might be done with that now. And he actually chose not to grow, not to grow a ton. He focused more on, hey, I've got other things in my life that I want to do. They adopted a baby, which is great, right? If you guys want to not clean so you can grow, take it to the next level, God bless you. We would love to help you with that. If you're like, hey, I just want to clean so I can spend more time and have control over my life and pay all my bills and have financial freedom and time freedom, God bless you, right? The cool thing about having the right system, the right mindset is you can use that to do whatever you want. Rachel says, started her cleaning company about a year ago. Got most of my clients on Facebook. Really need some more ideas and promoting to get more regulars. Follow you a lot. Happy for you. Thanks, Rachel. And I promise we will talk about getting clients in an upcoming broadcast. I think we're about done now. Gosh, bless it. I always try to make these 20 minutes. I always end up at 30. So the end of it is sum everything up. Mindset first, system second. Once you've got those two things, and belief, right? If you don't have mindset, I believe this can happen. And that's the cool thing about Cleaning Nation is, you know, Jason was on here and TJ's on here, and there's probably, we got, I don't know, 40, 50 live. There's gotta be a dozen on here that have made that transition. If you need more encouragement, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. At the top, there's a case studies page. Feel free to click that. There's dozens and dozens of folks that we've made this, make this transition. So you can absolutely do it. You absolutely just need to have the right mindset and the right system. If you'd like us to help you with both of those things, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the free masterclass. We are happy to help you do that. We'll give Luke the last word since he's, I think, up at midnight, over in the UK. So it's great advice, and reminders work on the business, not in it. He took that amazing advice from day one and so grateful. Thanks, brother. Really appreciate you, man. Luke's just a super nice human being over in the UK.
Please, Luke, he did say, go on, Natalie, say it. Mike, you're my only hope.
Oh, that's pretty good. I think it's Obi-Wan. I'm not Obi-Wan. I'm not that old. Come on. How dare you? I think I'd rather be Darth Vader than Obi-Wan.
You really are that old.
Heather says, I can't get my two employees to follow the system I've created. Is it possible I've made it too complicated or something? Absolutely, that's possible. And Efren says, let's do an hour-long podcast. Love that stuff. Maybe one of these days, Efren. So right now, we try to do more frequently and just quicker hits. To answer your question, Heather, it certainly could be that you've made it more complex, but almost always we've got that. It is more likely a problem with core values. They are not bought into who you are and what you believe and why you exist as a company. And we always have got to get that fixed first. If the core values aren't in line, doesn't matter how simple or good your system is, if you've got the wrong person, you can't make it. I'm about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And if people don't believe that and they think that's stupid from their heart of hearts, I can have the simplest, best system in the world. They're not going to follow it. So always start with the core values. The good news is once you've got core values, you don't even need a complex system because you can say as long as you're exemplifying and living, having fun, making money, being real and helping out, those are mine. You'd have to do yours. Then they can make any decision they want. Those core values become the system of here are the rules to follow. As long as you don't break any of these rules, you can do anything that you want. So to answer your question, short version, Heather, it's possible you've made your system too complex, but I'm guessing it is a core values issue. All right. Luke says his current client's cleaning 1,000 apartments in London. That's awesome. Rachel says she'll check it out. Fantastic. Tammy, glad you're getting some value. Robin says create a checklist for your employees to follow. Absolutely, that's part of a system. You guys are rocking it. All right, guys, gals, we are almost at a half hour. You are amazing human beings. Thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to email us at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. If you got any suggestions for the show, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now and check out the masterclass. It is totally free. It's the shifts that you need to make. It's the best that we've got all put into one kind of happy, fun place. Check it out, and then there'll be an opportunity to get more help if you need complimentary. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Have a great afternoon or morning for Mr. Murphy. See you guys. And may the force be with you, Mr. Murphy. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.